6:07 on the Central Coast. I'm Dave Congleton. It is Monday, July 30th, 2018. Good to be with you. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you're having a great day so far. Tomorrow on this broadcast, our favorite restaurant server, Lynn Ward, reminds us of the importance of good behavior in local restaurants. Also, conservative Bob will be here. We'll also chat with local author Lori Woodward. Wednesday, live music from Louis Ortega. Jeff Buckingham will be with us on Thursday, just back from Washington, D.C. We'll get the very latest on the net neutrality debate. It is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. All right, here is a headline. Federal court says Hawaii must allow open carry of guns. A panel of judges from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled on Tuesday that Hawaii's effective ban on the open carry of guns is unconstitutional. In a 2-1 ruling, the court found that the Second Amendment protects the right to openly carry a firearm in public for the purpose of self-defense. The majority reversed the lower court ruling that upheld Hawaii's effective ban on all forms of gun carry in the state. Always good to have blogger Matt Hoy on this broadcast. His website is hoystory.com. Mr. Hoy, good evening.
Good evening.
Are you packing?
Maybe. It's nice to be down here where it's cooler up there in Paso. I'm not going to say it's hot. It was hot last week, but two hobbits threw a ring into my backyard.
Boom. Ba-doom. Now, you wanted to talk about this topic. Why?
Well, because it's going to be something we're probably going to be seeing here in California before too long. There's some history to this. Basically, what this is a result of is a couple years ago, we had this case called Peruta that went before the Ninth Circuit. And Peruta had asked for, he had sued the county of San Diego, the sheriff there, for a concealed carry permit. And basically, the only way you get a concealed carry permit in San Diego is if you showed exceptional need or you'd contributed to the sheriff's campaign. So he sued, spent a long time in the courts. While it was in the courts, California, at the time he started suing, had a law that allowed you to open carry an unloaded gun. So you could have a gun on your hip so everyone can see it. Just for record, open carry means you can see the gun. Concealed carry means it's hidden. So California had a law allowing open carry if the gun was unloaded. People would exercise this right. The cops would be called. The cops would come out, make sure the gun was unloaded, and then allow them to go on with their business because it's legal. The state, Democrats in the state house said, no, this is causing too much problem. People are getting scared. They banned it. So at the same time that the Peruta case to get a concealed carry permit is going through the courts, the state bans open carry. Peruta gets before a panel of the Ninth Circuit. Ninth Circuit panel votes 2-1 saying there's a right to carry a gun outside the home. The Second Amendment says the right to keep and bear arms. Bear implies carry. Okay. And it looked at the state of California, said the state of California has made a choice. It has said we want to ban open carry, but we've got this mechanism for concealed carry. So it's made a preference. So if you're going to ban open carry, you've got to give licenses to law-abiding citizens who want to conceal carry.
So here's the basics. 31 states currently allow the open carrying of a handgun without any license or permit, although in some cases the gun must be unloaded. 15 states require some form of license or permit in order to openly carry a handgun.
Exactly. And so this went before the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit's panel of three judges said, hey, you've got to give him a concealed carry permit. They appealed. An en banc panel said, well, no, there's no right to concealed carry a weapon because the Second Amendment just doesn't cover concealed carry. And they left it at that. And the Peruta plaintiffs went and said, hey, well, what we asked for was some form of carry. The state's banned open, so we assumed we get concealed and said, can you tell us what we get? And the Ninth Circuit basically was silent on the issue, wouldn't answer the question. So you've got this case in Hawaii where over a period of, now, Hawaii has issued exactly zero concealed carry permits. It has this this regime for issuing open carry, but they only offer that to people employed as security guards. And you can only do it while you're working as a security guard. The state, I watched the oral argument before the Ninth Circuit panel this morning on this. The state argued that, well, somebody could show a need to open carry a gun, but in 20 years they have, in the state of Hawaii, they have never given anyone a permit to open carry a gun unless they were a security guard. So the Ninth Circuit panel, and ironically it's the same guy who wrote the earlier decision, looked at this and said, well, bare arms means something. You know, that part of the Second Amendment means something. It means bare arms. So you can choose concealed, you can choose open, but you can do one of the two, but you can't ban all forms of bearing arms. And so that's what came down to Hawaii. They went back, you know, told the judge down in Hawaii, take that under consideration, and they're either going to have to issue this guy a open carry permit, and I guarantee you, There's already a case before California with the same issue.
So, as a gun enthusiast, what is the perfect world for you? Is it open carry across all the states? Concealed carry? What do you want?
I prefer shall issue concealed carry, is what I prefer. And shall issue means you, if you're a law-abiding citizen and you want to be able to protect yourself and your family, that you should be able to go to the county sheriff or the chief of police and say, I want to carry a handgun, and they can do a background check on you. They can require some, I'm cool with requiring some training.
Yeah. And why do we need open carry in California? Let's just focus on California. Why do we need open carry in California?
I don't think we need open carry in California. The problem is that the Ninth Circuit kind of worked itself into a box. This is just kind of me talking as an observer.
Right, but I want to be Perry Mason. I'd rather debate and discuss the principle, Matt, of open. I mean, the court's going to do what it's going to do.
Right.
I'm just kind of curious, as a gun enthusiast, I would never carry a gun, why you think it's important that California have that.
I don't necessarily think it's necessary or important that California have open carry. As I've said before, I prefer concealed carry. And the reason why I don't like open carry is if you're open carrying and you're in a grocery store or a bank or a restaurant and a bad guy comes in to rob the place, he's going to look around and the first person he's going to shoot, because he's not going to open carry. The criminal's not going to open carry. The first person he's going to shoot is the guy open carrying.
Well, it's my understanding that at least in San Luis Obispo County, it's up to Sheriff Parkinson.
Sheriff Parkinson he issues concealed carry permits.
Right.
I believe both Atascadero and Paso Robles police chiefs also issue them.
Right.
San Luis Obispo, last I checked, just would turn everyone down, say go to the sheriff. Grover Beach and some other communities are similar. I believe that they just deny them and say go to the sheriff if you want one. Right. So the people who have the ability to do that are the sheriff and the chief of police, if you're in a town.
But is the takeaway the idea that you'd like to see more civilians armed in some form in California?
I would like to see California allow people who want to defend themselves to be able to defend themselves.
But isn't that the job of law enforcement?
No, actually, it's not the job of law enforcement. There is a case out of New York which said, basically, the court said that there is no duty for law enforcement to protect you. And it was a case where a guy was on a subway train and some guy was attacking people, and this guy tried to step in and stop it while two subway cops were standing there and did nothing. And after he got, you know, gravely injured and hospitalized, he sued the cops for not coming to his aid and stopping the criminal. And the court said there is absolutely no duty for police to protect you.
Matt Hoy on this broadcast, your phone call still to come. Is there any data so far that compares states that allow open or concealed carry and don't in terms of crime or anything?
You start looking at trends. Crimepreventionresearch.org, I believe, is John Lott's site. He does a lot of research on this. And, you know, you talked about it last time I was on here, I think, about how many more guns, you know, the number of guns in civilian hands has doubled over the past 40 years or so. The crime rates continue to go down everywhere. It seems to go down a little faster in places where they have shall-issue gun laws, but it goes down everywhere. It might be ticking back up here in California due to all these propositions we had kind of cleaning out the prisons and moving people from the state prisons to local jails. But that seems to be more indicative of the crime rates and whatnot than whether you've got concealed carry gun laws. You shall issue.
Matt Hoy is here for the hour. We'll start taking your phone calls as we continue. I'm Dave Congleton. You're listening to Hometown Radio for the Central Coast. It is the Dave Congleton Show.
Studied metaphysical science in the home. Late nights all alone with a test tube.
Bottom of the hour, it's California Headline News, also ABC Radio News. We are continuing our conversation with blogger Matt Hoy. HoyStory.com is his blog. Check it out. We're talking about guns and gun carry laws and this court decision out of Hawaii. For people just tuning in, Matt, let's remind them what the court decision decided.
The court basically said that the Second Amendment allows a right to keep and bear arms and says that, according to the Ninth Circuit, the state can choose concealed carry or they can choose open carry, but they've got to choose one. They've got to allow people to do one of the two.
You want to end the conversation? By all means, pick up the phone and join us. 805-543-8830, 1-800-549-5832. But that was an appeals court, so I'm going to take a dumb guess and say, isn't this going to go to the Supreme Court?
That's not a dumb guess, right. And I'll lay money on, yes, it will go to the Supreme Court.
And it would more likely now go to the new Supreme Court, assuming that Kavanaugh gets
approved. The last time the Supreme Court took a Second Amendment case was 2010 in McDonald, which basically applied the Second Amendment via the 14th to the states. Said the state, you know, the federal government can't abridge your right to keep and bear arms, neither can state governments. So that was 8 years ago. That was 2010. They haven't taken one since. Both Alito and Thomas have written dissents to some denials of cert, kind of chastising the court for not taking some of these gun cases and elaborating on the rights of the Second Amendment. And I'm of the personal opinion that it's because the idea of bearing arms was a bridge too far for Kennedy. I think Kennedy was fine with keeping a gun in your home, but I think he was very wary of, and again, this is just an educated guess, very wary of extending it outside the home.
And historically, how have the courts treated the Second Amendment? Have they been pro-Second Amendment? Have they been quick to put restrictions on?
It depends on the court. There are some states, you know, the South, there are, I believe, 44 states that have the right to keep and bear arms of some sort protected within their state constitutions. So, you know, it depends on the state, you know, state by state issue. Some of them, you know, when it gets to the appeals court, especially in the New England area and on the West Coast, they are very, you know, very restrictive of the Second Amendment. When you get to the interior of the country, with the possible exception of Illinois, it's not an issue. That doesn't even go to the courts because people, through their elected representatives, will punish them if they go too far with gun control. So
come back to the point you were talking about earlier in the show, Matt, please. The difference between open carry and concealed carry, what difference does it make? What are the pros and cons?
The pro of concealed carry is ideally no one knows you're carrying because it's concealed. So you're not, you know, people who would be alarmed at that sort of stuff don't see it, never know that someone was carrying a gun near them. If someone who's concealed carrying a handgun finds himself where a crime is taking place. They are generally not targeted by the criminal. If you've got someone open carrying, that means everyone can see that you've got the gun on your hip or, you know, in a shoulder holster or something like that. In those cases, you can cause alarm for people, you know, who are just scared of guns. And if you find yourself where a crime is being committed, you know, the criminal is going to conceal carry his gun. He's not going to tell people, you know, kind of advertise that he's carrying it. The first person he's going to target is the person with, you know, openly carrying a gun because they're a threat.
In recent years, this is the Giffords Law Center, which is concerned about gun violence. Let's put that out there. They say, Matt, in recent years, a confrontational open carry movement has generated controversy by encouraging groups of demonstrators to openly tote assault rifles and other weapons in coffee shops, fast food outlets, and other public places. These efforts understandably alarm and confuse other customers and create particular challenges for law enforcement officers who must respond to 911 calls from concerned citizens about people openly carrying firearms in public.
Yeah, that's been happening. There are people within the gun rights community who want to normalize, you know, guns in public. I don't necessarily agree with all of their tactics. I don't think that's necessarily the best thing to do. But the reason why they carry assault rifles is because in those states generally, and I think Texas was the most recent one where this was happening on a semi-regular basis, it's illegal to open carry a handgun. But it's not illegal to open carry a rifle. So that's why they were open carrying rifles.
I'm just getting my head around the idea of a guy walking into a Taco Bell carrying a rifle or an assault rifle.
Yeah, I don't think it's I don't think it helps the cause necessarily, but you know, there are people that if there's a right to exercise, there are people who are going to exercise that right. That's why you get people, you know, yelling on street corners or going on college campuses and saying, you know, controversial things.
States that prohibit open carrying of handguns include South Carolina, New York, Illinois, Florida, and wait for it, California.
Yes. And for California, that's relatively recent. That's only been in the last 5 years where that was made illegal.
They also banned the open carrying of long guns in California, Florida, Illinois, Massachusetts, Minnesota, and New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like there are a lot of different gun laws on the books in different states. And depending upon which state you're in.
Yes.
We'll get into that. Let's go to the news, traffic, weather. More with Matt Hoy. Your phone call still to come. We're live. We're local. It's the Dave Congleton Show. Stick around, 7:05 tonight. It's Buck Sexton tonight, up to the date analysis and commentary on the news of the day. Don't forget to start your weekday mornings off with First Look. Andy Morris and Scott Taylor have you covered with everything you need to know to get you out the door. And then stick around at 3:05. Craig and I will be back with the Tuesday edition of Hometown Radio. We are back talking guns with Matt Hoy. His website is hoystory.com. Talking about this court case in Hawaii that is obviously going to be appealed all the way to the Supreme Court and its implication for the rest of the country, including us right here in California. We're welcoming your phone calls, 805-543-8830 or 1-800-549-5832. We invite your participation in this conversation. And for people just tuning in, Matt, your main position is?
I would prefer shall issue of concealed carry licenses in the state of California. And shall issue basically means is that your reason for wanting a concealed carry license is to protect yourself and your family.
And I come back to the point, why do people feel the need to protect themselves when we have law enforcement? And I know you just said that that's not law enforcement's job, and I think you and I could debate that.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly is law enforcement's job, meaning if I pick up the phone right now and I call the police, I say, Matt Hoy is here, and I consider him to be a threat, they're going to send
cops out here. They're going to send somebody.
Right?
It's going to take them 3-4 minutes probably.
Okay.
And you're in a wheelchair.
Right.
And I'm bigger than you. And it's probably going to be too late.
Yeah.
That's the main reason.
So the thesis of the argument then becomes that the best way to protect yourself is to protect yourself and not depend upon others.
Is to be responsible for yourself, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's an old joke about, you know, a cop asking somebody why they feel the need to conceal carry a gun, and the response is, well, because I got a bad back and you're too heavy to carry around. So, you know, I don't want to force, you know, carrying a gun on anyone. You don't want to carry a gun. I don't want to force that on you. But there are people who feel responsible. There are people who are not so gun averse that the mere sight of one causes a conniption fit. And in states where there is shall issue, which I believe is 40 plus in the United States, have either shall issue or constitutional carry, which means you don't need any sort of permit to carry a gun. Between 8% and 10% of the adult population that's eligible, which means they're not felons and they're not, you know, they don't have mental issues of some kind, go and get a concealed carry permit.
This is our topic. Welcome your phone calls, 805-543-8830, 1-800-549-5832. I mean, have you tried to get a permit?
I'd rather not comment on that.
If you were, hypothetically, do you think it'd be easy for you to get a... Talk hypothetically.
It'd be easier for me than for some other people because I have a blog. I wrote a column for the Tribune. I come on this show and discuss, you know, politically divisive things. That can make me a target. So that would probably make it a little easier in this county to get a permit.
Is that the key? You consider yourself to be a target?
It's certainly one of the things. I know that if you live in the backcountry, where response times for police would be, you know, 10 minutes plus, that makes it very easy for you to get a permit here in Slo County. If you don't live close to a city center, simply because, again, you know, it's that issue of time. If I, you know, turn violent on you, Dave, and you're in a wheelchair, you know, best case scenario, a cop's here in a minute.
I got a big boot, though.
You do have a big boot.
I can take you out. 805-543-8830. 1-800-549-5832. Do we have any idea about public opinion polls? Has the public been asking more for the right to carry?
You know, it a lot of it depends on the phrasing of the questions. And, you know, you get a lot of support for gun control because, well, we just want common sense solutions. It's like, okay, what are those solutions? And once you get down into the weeds, it's like, no, you know, the support for more gun control laws is lower. As far as support for, you know, carry of handguns, there are pockets in this state where it's taken as a given. You can go to calguns.net, which is the California Rifle and Pistol Association's message board, basically. And they've got a map there that shows county by county how easy it is to get a concealed carry permit. And most of the extreme northern part of the state and the Central Valley and along that border, all you need to do to get a concealed carry permit is to write a little note to the sheriff saying, I want to be able to protect myself.
I don't have an exact quote, but from my times interviewing Sheriff Parkinson, I've gotten the impression that he makes it very difficult to agree to these kind of permits.
It depends.
Because you really got to have a legitimate case.
I don't know where he ends up on the sliding scale. You know, San Francisco has, I believe at last count, they have issued 4 concealed carry permits for the county of San Francisco.
Wow.
That's it. Now, you know, again, the Hawaii case, they have issued none in that state for more than 20 years. So if you're not a cop or if you're not working as a security...
And crime on the rise in Hawaii?
Hawaii is generally pretty low crime. But, you know, when you had William Yanni in here with me.
Yanes.
In here with me. The interesting thing was, you know, one of the things I brought up was, well, Vermont. Vermont, very low crime. It's a constitutional carry state. You don't need a permit to buy a gun. You don't need a permit to carry a gun around, either open or concealed. And he said, well, that's Vermont. Well, then it's not necessarily the gun that's causing the crime then. It's other issues. It's gangs. It's, you know, differences in that. Because if it's okay in Vermont, but it's not okay in Los Angeles, that doesn't say a whole lot about the gun as much as it does about the community.
All right, we have a text message here. I'm concerned that Matt, as my guest, is showing that he's inherently paranoid and might be frightened into using his weapon incorrectly.
Highly unlikely.
Well, are you? And I don't mean this any disrespect, but you're talking about so far that if you wanted to pose a threat right now, the cops were three
to four. You
started
that.
I know. But I'm following over that example. You seem to think that the present system is not enough, that we need more concealed carry. And with respect, isn't that a little bit paranoid?
I disagree. I think of all these, I think of the case down in San Bernardino where you had a bunch of, you know, county employees in there, and they were sitting ducks for terrorists coming in. I'm worried about, you know, frankly, you know, these gun-free zones at schools don't seem to stop school shooters. What stops a bat, you know, it's cliche, and people like to deride it, but it's true. The only thing that stops a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
Sometimes.
Most times.
Sometimes.
Well, when hasn't it happened?
Well, the case of when Gabby Gifford was shot in Tucson, there was a guy with a gun,
mm-hmm.
and he pulled it out, and he started looking for trouble to kind of take out the bad guy, mm-hmm. and he saw a guy bending over a person who had been shot, and he almost shot that person
mm-hmm.
because he thought that was the shooter, and then reason kicked in, and he didn't. That's just one off the top of my head.
So, again, that's a case where, you know, and there was a case, I want to say it was somewhere in the South a couple weeks ago, where a concealed carrier had gotten in trying to break up a fight. It was on a college campus, and the concealed carrier had, you know, jumped in between these two guys trying to stop the fight, and the gun that he had on fell out. And he went to pick it up as two cops were there, and the cops shot him to death. That is a danger.
And then we had
I realized that.
We had, the cop who had the gun drop while he was dancing?
Yeah, it was an FBI agent in Denver, and he may be an ex-FBI agent by now.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back for a final segment with Matt Hoy. I'm Dave Congleton. You're listening to Hometown Radio on AM 920, FM 96.5, News Talk, KVEC. Let's take some phone calls from Matt Hoy. We'll start with Paul in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Hi.
In the interest of accuracy, that shooting with Gabby Giffords, the guy was using a MAC-10 with a high-capacity magazine. And actually, when the shooter went to go reload, a bystander who was an aide to Gabby Gifford actually tackled him to the ground, and he didn't have a gun. Right. And then there was also a recent shooting in a Waffle House, where a guy came in, I think he had an AR-15.
Yeah, I remember that
and
case.
Anyway, when he ran out of ammo, I think a guy tackled him to the ground.
Right. I don't think he'd run out of ammo before the guy tackled him, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think
he might have still been shooting. I don't know. But, Matt, I got a suggestion for you, because statistics say that if you do go out and buy a handgun, you're most likely going to shoot one of your relatives or friends or a neighbor. So maybe you should use pepper spray. Consider that, because pepper spray, if you accidentally pepper spray one of your family members, they'll be around the next day for you to still love.
Matt?
I mention this just about every time I'm on. That statistic is bogus, because all it counts as a defensive use of the handgun is if you shoot and kill someone. If someone breaks into your home and you shoot and wound them, that doesn't count on the side of using it safely. If you merely brandish it, that doesn't count on the side. If you shoot and miss, that doesn't count. It's a bogus statistic. It's a lie. If that were true, no one would own a gun.
Okay, so it only counts as if you kill somebody. So you're most likely, instead of killing an intruder, you'll kill your family member or a friend or a neighbor, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is when it does the more likely thing, on one side it's counting shooting and killing. On the other side, it is not counting shooting and wounding someone. It is not counting brandishing it. It is not counting shooting and missing.
Right. So you're most likely to, instead of killing an intruder, you're most likely to kill a friend or a family member.
That's the argument.
Well, that assumes that the guy you chased off wasn't going to kill you or rape your wife or your children.
Well, yeah. You could have done that. You could have done that with pepper spray, too.
Which is why cops carry, all they carry is pepper spray. Cops never carry guns. Why would cops carry?
Because of our gun laws, there's other people that legally carry guns.
And there's people that illegally carry guns. How can I trust this guy that's breaking into my house not to have an illegal gun? And that my pepper spray is going to be enough to stop a guy with an illegal gun?
Well, Matt, you make a strong case for gun control. Thank you.
All right, Paul. Thanks for the call. It's only Monday. George is in Santa Margarita on KVEC. Hi, George.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, George.
I'm very much a supporter of concealed carry.
Why?
Because I prefer concealed weapons rather than open carry. I just think that when you carry a firearm, there's always the risk of someone taking it away from you. And if you have an open carry, your guard just has to be up. And quite frankly, I don't carry on a day-to-day basis. It's just when I go to remote locations, dark roads. I have own property out in the middle of nowhere, and there are people out there that are not nice, and I'm by myself. And I just feel that I have a right to defend myself. And the older I get, the more likely it's not going to be a knockdown, drug-out fight. It's going to be a discharge of a firearm if somebody's within a few feet of me and they're intending to harm me.
Matt? Hang on, George.
Yeah, he's the case that you get for the people who are getting concealed carry permits from Ian Parkinson. He goes out in the backcountry. He owns property out there. He's going to go out there and, people he may encounter out there, marijuana growers, that sort of stuff.
But he's not going to be next to me at Mr. Pickle.
He may be stopping there on his way out of town.
I don't want him with a gun at Mr. Pickle.
You'll never know, Dave.
What else?
Because he's carrying concealed.
It's just that when you conceal a firearm, that's it. It's concealed. Nobody knows. It's a big responsibility for the person carrying. They have been duly trained, and they know that there's going to be a lot of liabilities attached to the discharge of firearm. It's definitely not a free ride. You never discharge a firearm in public, even if it's to protect your wife, without having to go through a very large expense and process. But given the options, you want to protect your wife or yourself.
I'm glad you called, George. Thank you. We got Bob on KVEC. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Bob.
Matt.
Hi.
So, Matt, I'm not going to convince you with anything. I acknowledge that for a fact. And personally, I think adding more firearms to the mix is not a recipe for reducing firearm homicide or accidents. If there has to be firearms allowed in public, I would prefer they be regulated by having concealed carry permits issued instead of allowing simple open carry, because too many people that open carry don't bother with any training whatsoever. They have no idea about how to assess a background situation where they could miss their target and kill an innocent bystander. And I would much prefer that if people are going to carry them, they're trained and they're registered as being a concealed carry permit holder.
Matt?
I don't necessarily disagree very much. Like I said before, I prefer concealed carry. As the previous caller said, you know, he doesn't like open carry because your gun is out there, and you know, there have been cases where open carriers, you know, standing in line at the AMPM or something, right, and somebody sneaks up behind him and grabs the gun right out of the holster.
Yeah.
That's a real danger.
Bob?
I think the other problem with the open carry is you get a different mindset of people who open carry versus those who conceal carry. And I think the whole idea of brandishment of the weapon is a curtailment of, say, even First Amendment rights. If you're going into some sort of demonstration with an open carry.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, it's not a good situation, period.
All right, Bob, thanks for the call. We go to Phil in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Bob. Hi there.
Hi, Phil.
Open carry I'm not comfortable with. Concealed carry I am. I went through the coursework. I recommend any of my friends that ever decide to want to get a firearm, just take the concealed carry classes. You learn so much. You do it every 2 years. You learn about the laws. You learn about when. You don't brandish a weapon for anything. You don't have that weapon ever imprint on your body where it can be seen because it's illegal. You learn about all the laws about carrying certain weapons. And the other thing is you tend to not be such a hothead and get yourself into a bad situation when you know that you've done all this work to carry your concealed. You're not going to get yourself into a fight. You're not going to be a hothead on the road. You tend to walk away from things a lot quicker.
Yeah, there's a quote that was shared with me back when I was kind of looking into this first time. Is when you get a concealed carry permit, when you're carrying a round of gun, it's not that you don't have to take any crap from anyone. It's you have to take all the crap from everyone up until the point where you're threatened with your someone taking your life or great bodily harm.
Absolutely.
At that point, that's where the gun comes involved. Anything else, you take it. You walk away. You don't get into arguments. Yeah, you don't put yourself in that position.
What else, Phil?
Well, I think also you're putting yourself out there in front of the Department of Justice, your local police department. You are putting yourself out there and saying, hey, I've got credible people that say my mindset. My local police went out and interviewed places I've lived 15 years ago and talked to my neighbors. And they were very nervous. They never said what they were talking about. That's the kind of background check I would love to see our police department, all police departments do, instead of just hand them out. I want a really thorough background check. They did not just hand me a permit because I just said I wanted one. It was pretty intense, and I respect our police department for doing just that.
I'm glad you called, Phil. Thank you very much. Somebody's texting in. Listening to Matt, he sounds thirsty for an encounter.
Exactly the opposite.
Explain.
I don't want to get in a fight with anyone. I'm not a 5-year-old. You know, this you know, it's this is serious. This is life and death. You know, you've gotten threats. I get threats because I put myself out there politically. I'm not looking for it. You know, it's people can project that on me all they want. It's not going to happen.
But you want the right to protect yourself.
If it comes down to that, if it comes down to my life or great bodily harm, I don't want to leave my wife a widow.
All right, let's squeeze in Susan in Atascadero. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I took some gun training for women,
right,
and one of the instructors told us that if we shoot somebody in our house, even though they've broken in, and they die, that we should expect a lawsuit from their family. And that kind of deterred me from getting a gun, possibly.
Is that true, Matt?
I'll hear your comment on that.
Anyone can sue for any reason, and I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. Now, I think generally your homeowner's insurance might cover some or all of that. But, yeah.
Really? You get homeowner's insurance in case you shoot somebody?
It's part of the, you know, it's personal. It's injury on your property.
Okay.
So.
Can they win that? Could they possibly win that the guy broke in?
Ask a lawyer. Juries do all sorts of weird things. Could they? Yes. Would they? Probably not.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you. We're out of time. Follow Matt Hoy's blog at hoystory.com, but don't mess with him because he may be packing. Good job, Mr. Hoy. Final thoughts, sir.
You know, this isn't something that I kind of wanted to happen as far as open carry here in California. The Ninth Circuit made a bet. It bet that we'd have President Hillary Clinton. She'd put a judge on the Supreme Court that would kind of eviscerate the Second Amendment. That hasn't happened, so we're probably going to see open carry, and it might prompt the legislature to make shall issue concealed carry.
All right, Matt Hoy, thank you. Craig Hill, thank you, and thank you for listening. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I'm Dave Congleton. Be well.